Pirates of Wimpole Street. You remember that wonderful play which ended on that chill night in Wimpole Street those many years ago when a woman cried out for understanding to her father and was denied. So Elizabeth Barrett left the home of her father, carried in the arms of Robert Browning. They went to Italy, where the sunshine and freedom gained her a few more years of life, for throughout her life she had been an invalid, a victim, men think now, of the overpowering and all-demanding love of the elder Barrett. After her death in Italy, her son, Robert Barrett Browning, was sent back to England to school by his poet father. We build you now a scene that never happened. Our people lived, but our play is life, arranged for you not as it was, but as it might have been. It's called The Heritage of Wimpole Street.
It is 1856, and in the drawing room, heavy with massive furniture and velvet drapes, sit Miss Henrietta and Miss Arabelle Barrett, the sisters Elizabeth left behind in bondage. Miss Henrietta flashes her embroidery needle in and out of her work, while Miss Arabelle reads aloud their sister's poetry, reads gently, softly.
But the young children, oh, my brothers, they are weeping bitterly. They are weeping in the playtime of the others, in the country of the free. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it, Beth?
Yes.
Yes, it is. One of the most beautiful she ever wrote.
They say you forget. I shan't. I shan't forget Bach ever.
No, dear. The world will never forget her.
I can't see the threads anymore. Too dark for sewing.
We should have a fire. It's awfully chilly. But I suppose Father would be cross.
Do you remember how warm it always was in Elizabeth's room?
Oh, I shan't forget anything about her, ever. But I'm afraid Papa has forgotten.
No, he'll never forget Ba. She was the only one of us he ever cared for.
Henry, that's a big careful.
Well, it's true. Do you remember how he used to sit at her bedside for hours when she was ill? Do you remember how he forbade her visitors?
Hush, Henry.
It's true, he hates us. He always has. After Ba went off with Robert Browning, he refused to hear her name again. He never saw her after she went away. And now he never will.
No. And when the letter came telling of her death, he didn't move an inch. He just stood still as stone. And then he looked up and crumpled the letter in his hand. He never said a word.
It wasn't natural. It wasn't human.
He must have felt grief. He must have, even though he wouldn't show it.
He's made of
stone. Oh, Henry, that I can't understand. I do try, but I can't. Why should he hate us so? He's our father.
Ba was the favored one. Yet I loved him more for that. He has a picture on the wall in the library.
I don't think he ever looks at it.
Do you think Ba knows he has it there? She'd be so much happier. I do wonder if she sees us now.
I think so. She tried to see Papa so many times when she and Robert were in England.
He wouldn't even write to her.
Why, Henrietta, why? I'm so frightened of Papa. And yet, oh, I do love him, I suppose.
I don't suppose we'll ever understand. Not really. So come along, dear. Jane will be waiting for tea.
Yes. Oh, I do so wish Elizabeth were here.
Will you have jam with the crumpets, Miss Arabelle?
I think so. Thank you, Jane.
Miss Henrietta?
No, thank you, Jane. Just plain.
I beg your pardon, Miss Arabelle, but I have a letter here. And I thought before the master came down...
Letter?
But the post hasn't arrived. Oh, no, miss, it didn't come through the post.
No?
You see, I just stepped out for a moment to go to the greengrocer's. And when I was crossing the park, a young gentleman stopped me. and gave it to me with particular instructions to give it to Miss Arabelle.
Oh, thank you, Jane, thank you.
I think, from the address, that is, it's from Miss...
Yes, Jane, never mind. It is from him.
I thought so. What is all this, Arabelle?
It's only a letter.
A letter? Oh, man.
It's from Mr. Richard Barber, whom I met at Aunt Hedley's a month ago.
Oh, he's so dashing.
I warned him not to, but he swore he'd write me.
Oh,
I warned him not to use the post because of Father. That's why he gave the letter to Jane.
Oh, Henrietta, he is so, so dashing. You do sound as if you were in love, Belle.
Well, I could be.
I'm awfully glad for you, Arabelle. You'd better warn him against writing at all. If Papa should find one of the letters, he'd be awfully cross.
Miss Henry,
you know how Papa... What is it, Jane?
He's there. In the doorway.
Exactly, sir, Jane. Oh. And I have been here for some time.
Good evening, Papa.
Good evening, Papa.
What have you behind your back, Arabelle? What are you trying to conceal?
Nothing, Papa. Nothing, really.
Arabelle.
Oh, only a letter, Papa.
Give it to me. Did you hear me, Arabelle? Give it to me.
Really, it's nothing, Papa. Arabelle, only...
I'm not aware that I was speaking to you, Henrietta. I have no business with you. I'm addressing your sister.
Yes, Papa.
Now then, Arabelle, give me that letter.
I shan't.
You will give me that note directly, now.
Yes, Papa.
So.
Please, Papa, don't take it away.
Silence! So, you've been carrying on this contemptible subterfuge behind my back. Why? I can tell you why. Because you knew that if I found out about this wicked disobedience, I should immediately put a stop to it. That I should forbid you to see or communicate with this man again.
No, Papa.
And that is to be my exact procedure.
But, Papa, I hardly know him. It's a friendship, a very ordinary one. Believe me, there's nothing wicked about it, nothing.
This letter would seem to indicate a slightly deeper interest on the part of the writer.
Papa,
I will not have my daughter addressed in such familiar terms of affection by a strange young man.
But, Papa, I couldn't help it. How could I know that he... Oh, why can't you understand?
I think I do understand. Arabelle, you will go to your room. When you have made up your mind to give me your oath that you will never in any way see or communicate with this man again, then you may leave that room.
Oh, Papa.
Until that time, I am quite able to dispense with your company.
Please, Papa, don't think me insolent. But aren't we ever to be old enough to choose our own friends? To run our own lives?
You may go to your room.
Please, Papa, answer me.
You may go to your room. Well, are you going?
Yes, Papa. May I go with her, Papa?
No, you may not. You will not go near her until I give you permission. You understand? See that you obey me.
But, Papa, I should be with her. She might do something, anything. She might run away.
She would not be so evil. It takes more courage than any child of mine has to do that. Not one of you would... Yes, there was one, Elizabeth. But she left me. She had courage, but she left her father. She sacrificed all right to be called my child. She left her father, and that I can never forget.
Close the door.
What is it, Henrietta?
I must hurry. Papa finds I'm here.
But what is it?
A letter. I took it from the post. It's from Mrs. Jameson. They've arrived in England, and they've brought by us a child.
What?
Our nephew, Robert Barrett Browning. He's in England.
Oh,
he must be quite grown up by now. Almost 11, isn't he?
But they intend to bring him here, to this house.
But Papa, he'll refuse to see the child. He'll make a scene. A calm, cold, icy scene.
But young Robert will never forget. Papa will be so fierce.
Has Papa seen the letter yet?
No.
I took it from the post and opened
it. Henry,
I was too afraid to show it to him. Yet I suppose I shall have to. They're coming Friday evening, shortly after 7.
Oh, Arabelle, what are we to do? Papa will be so dreadfully cross.
Do you mean to say they have brought Elizabeth's child here to England?
Yes, Papa.
Why was I not informed?
There was a letter. I took it from the post.
What? When did it arrive?
When? I was afraid to bring it to you.
You deliberately withheld a letter? You opened it without my permission?
Yes, Papa.
Henrietta! I shall deal with this willful, evil disobedience later. You say the Jamesons intend to bring the boy here to this house?
Today, Papa, after 7. It's struck already.
I'm still capable of hearing a striking clock. Confound them for fools. Sentimental fools.
Surely you'll see them, won't you?
I will surely not. When Elizabeth Barrett left this house with Robert Browning, she knew that neither she nor any of her family would ever be admitted to it again. I will not see the child.
Papa's not responsible for their coming, nor is Mr. Browning. It was the Jamesons.
I'm not blaming Elizabeth. She is dead. But get in touch with the Jamesons at once. I will not see the child.
I can't. I don't know where to reach them. With you any minute. You must see them, Papa.
Henrietta, I swore I would never see your sister Elizabeth or her family again, and I will not break that oath.
Papa, if you refuse, if you send the child away, he'll always remember that. He'll hate you. He's Barr's son. She loves you so.
She left me.
But young Robert is her son. How can you have her son grow up to hate you?
I cannot see him.
Elizabeth would never forgive you if you turned away her son.
Well, very well. I will see the child. I shall be in the library. Send him there when he comes.
Dear Papa, I've done my best.
Outside, Miss, trying to find out what makes the clock tick.
And the Jamesons? Oh, they left him here.
I'll fetch him. Come along, Master Robert.
Thank you.
Master Robert Browning, Miss Henrietta.
Oh. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hello, Aunt. Aunt Henrietta. I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, that's splendid. Sit down, Robert, here beside me. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Aunt?
Tell me, how is your father?
Oh, he's very well, only I don't see him too much. He's busy.
Oh, writing?
Yes, he writes all the time. Poems, you know, very beautiful poems.
Yes, I know.
Mrs. Jamieson says I was to see Grandfather today. Where is he?
I'll take you to him presently. Tell me, Robert, have you ever heard anything... Has anything been said to you about...
Grandfather?
Yes, about your grandfather.
Oh, yes, lots. Mama used to tell me about it. Are you crying, Aunt Henrietta?
No. What did she say about him, Robert?
Well, that he was a nice man and that she loved him. But you know, Aunt Henrietta, it was rather funny. Oh. I mean, somehow she spoke as if I never would see him. Why did she do that?
Well, Robert, your grandfather's rather an odd man. That's what I wanted to speak to you about before you met him. Come along now. We'll go see him. Robert, don't be afraid of him. Show him you're not afraid of anything he says.
I won't be afraid, Aunt Henrietta.
Oh, good boy. Well, we'd best go in.
Yes, who's that?
It's Master Robert, Papa. He's come to call.
How do you do, Grandfather?
Henrietta, you may go to your room and close the door.
But Yes, Papa.
All right. All right.
right. Come closer, boy.
How do you do, Grandfather?
How do you do, boy?
I've come a long way to see you, Grandfather.
Yes, sir, I'm aware. Did you have a pleasant trip?
It was all right, only I got seasick.
Indeed?
Yes, I was quite ill.
Indeed.
It wasn't nice at all. Grandfather, aren't you ever coming to see us in Italy?
I consider it very unlikely.
Why?
I said I consider it very unlikely. That should be enough explanation.
Yes, Grandfather. What are you reading, Grandfather?
Nothing you would understand.
Why don't you like me, Grandfather?
Eh? Who said anything about disliking you? Who's been talking to you about me? Was it your Aunt Henrietta? Was it?
Oh, no, no, really. But you... Well, you don't seem to like it.
Stop.
Well, you don't act so.
Indeed, and how would you have me act?
Well, I think...
Let me tell you something, Master Robert Barrett Browning. If I show dislike for you, it is because I have good reason to dislike anyone connected with you or your name. Perhaps you don't know. Perhaps you do. But when your mother was young, she committed an act that was gravely against my wishes. I loved your mother, but I could not forgive her. And I find it very hard to forgive her son.
Mother never did anything that was wrong.
Do not contradict your grandfather, boy.
I shall.
What's that?
Because I know it's true. She couldn't have done anything wrong, Grandfather. She couldn't. She was the best mother in the world.
Silence, child.
No, Grandfather. Don't say anything against her. Because then I shan't like you. I want to like you.
You do, eh?
Yes, I do. And I want you to like me.
Well, you're a little different from what I expected. Got a mind of your own, eh, boy? I admire you for that.
Will you like me, Grandfather? Will you?
Tell me, boy, how do you like England?
Oh, I like it, Grandfather.
You do, eh?
Only I'm afraid I shall get lonely for Father. Father likes England, too. He often wanted to come, but it made Mama ill to leave Italy, so he didn't.
I see.
So instead of coming, he wrote a poem about being here. I like the poem. It's very good. I learned it by heart.
Indeed?
Yes. Do you know the one I mean?
No, of course not. I don't read your father's poetry or your mother's.
May I recite it to you?
You may do as you like.
I will, then. Oh, to be in England, now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England sees the morning unaware that the... I've forgotten it. Grandfather, may I start over?
You may if you like.
Oh, to be in England, now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England sees the morning unaware I've forgotten it again.
Why, nothing very difficult about it. Perfectly simple. Sees the morning unaware that the lowest bough and the brushwood sheath round the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf, while the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough in England now.
I thought you said you never read any of Father's poems, Grandfather.
Well, I have glanced through them occasionally.
Oh. I'm going to school, Grandfather. I'm going to Henley.
Yes, 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 I know.
I don't like it very well, Grandfather. I'm rather scared. I've never been away from home for very long at a time.
Robert Browning, let me tell you something. Don't you be frightened.
No, Grandfather?
No matter what happens, don't turn coward. If you're courageous, you'll never be beaten. I shouldn't have to tell you that. You should have inherited courage from your mother. You're like your mother, boy. Very like her.
Am I, Grandfather?
She had courage. Fine courage, more than any of us. Don't you ever lose it.
I won't, Grandfather. I'll try not to be afraid of anything.
Good boy.
That's Mother's picture, isn't it?
Hmm? Yes. Yes, it is.
She had a picture of you on her desk in Italy.
Oh, she did, eh?
Oh, yes. It was always there.
Really?
She used to look at it sometimes and kind of sigh. I wish she might have seen you before she died.
Yes. Yes. Well,
What else did your mother tell you of me?
Well, she told me about this room and about your desk and about that chair. She said it squeaked.
Squeaked? That chair? By George, so it does.
I recognized the room when I came in from her description. And I recognized that box on the desk. I opened the lid.
What?
There.
Here, stop that, boy.
Mother sent you that for a present. I remember when she bought it in Italy. I was 5.
Yes. Ridiculous present. A musical cigar box. I don't smoke cigars, never did. Ridiculous.
But you keep something in it. There's a book. It's Mother's poems, isn't it?
Nonsense, nonsense. Nothing of the sort.
I thought it was, Grandfather. Who is that gentleman in the picture over the mantel? The one with the long curls.
My great-great-grandfather. He was a sea captain. You know, there's a long story connected with him.
What is it, Grandfather?
Well, I'm not sure if it's true, but, his name was Sir Harry, and he was the master of the fastest ship that ever sailed.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Barrett.
Yes, Jane, yes, what is it?
Please, sir, Mrs. Jameson is back and says they'll have to take Master Robert now.
Oh, must I go so soon?
Go and tell them he'll be down directly.
Yes, sir. Directly, sir.
Well, boy, you had better go.
I suppose you won't be able to tell me the story of your great-great-grandfather now, will you?
No, I suppose not.
Well, I must go now.
Yes. Yes, yes, of course.
May I come again, Grandfather?
May I
come again, Grandfather?
I see no reason why you shouldn't.
Thank you, Grandfather. And will you tell me the story about the slave trader, Grandfather?
I'll see.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Stop thanking me, boy.
Yes, Grandfather. Well, I suppose I'd best say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You will tell me the story of your great-great-grandfather when I come again.
Yes, yes, I will. Come back, boy.
Yes, Grandfather?
Here's half a crown for you.
Oh!
And don't thank me for it. Just don't lose it.
I knew I'd like you, Grandfather.
Yes.
Well, goodbye again, Grandfather.
Goodbye, my boy.
Come along, Master Robert. Mrs. Jameson is waiting.
I've just been talking with Grandfather. He's going to tell me the story of his great-great-grandfather. He's a slave trader.
Goodbye. Goodbye. He's like you. So much like you, Elizabeth.
Quiet, Belle. Papa will hear us.
I'm so afraid. It's wicked, Henrietta.
Quiet now. We shall have to pass the library door. Thank heaven it's closed.
Oh, Henrietta,
shh. Careful, Belle.
Henrietta, Arabelle, where are you going?
Nowhere, Papa.
Don't lie to me, Henrietta.
Really, Papa, it's nothing.
It's my fault, Papa.
Where are you two going in bonnets and cloaks?
Don't blame Henrietta, Papa.
Be quiet, Arabelle. She was going out with me.
I was under the impression, young lady, that I had confined you to your room. That was my wish.
You did, Papa, but I persuaded her to go out in spite of you.
Henrietta! Where were you going?
We intend to meet the man who wrote Arabelle the letter you saw and read. He asked her for an appointment, and she's written arranging one. And now we're going to keep it.
So it is open defiance, my own daughter's in wicked rebellion. Arabelle, you may go back to your room. I will deal with you later.
Papa,
just at present, I wish a private interview with your sister. Well, Arabelle, you may go.
I won't. I won't go back.
Arabelle!
I want to meet this young man you hate. Why shouldn't I meet him? I like him. I love him. Now you know I love him. I said I didn't, but I do. I intend to see him now and every chance I get. It's only human. It's only natural.
Silence.
I won't be silent. I won't. Can't you understand, Papa? Don't you know the meaning of the word love? Isn't there anything you care for, if only for the least little bit? Is there nothing for which you have some affection? Enough so that you can understand what I feel, what I hope. Tell me, Papa isn't there.
Elizabeth said that. She said that the day the door closed forever.
What's that, Papa? Papa!
Oh, yes. Yes, Arabelle.
Well, Papa?
Arabelle, if you wish, you may bring this young man here to the house.
Oh, Papa!
I cannot say that my conscience approves the act, but if you want to, you may bring him.
Please, Papa.
You heard my decision. Henrietta, you'd best accompany your sister if she's to go out now. She should be chaperoned.
Oh, Papa, Papa.
If you're going, you'd best go before I alter my decision. I despise myself for my weakness.
Oh, thank you, Papa. Come out of there.
Please don't think it's weakness, Papa. It isn't. We'll be back soon.
Collected Poems of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saint. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Elizabeth, I shall but love thee better after death.